Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Don't forget, you can hear old War of the Roses and Dirty Works and Phone Scams and all that stuff on the radio.com app or on our podcasting page at z104.com. And we welcome Ken to the show. Hello, Ken.
Hey, everyone.
Who are we putting to the test for you this week?
It's going to be my girlfriend, Amanda.
Right. Now, we have talked about your relationship with Amanda through email. And now this is another one of those cases where you guys first hooked up because she cheated on someone else, right?
Yeah. She was with another guy when we first met, and we sort of hooked up on the side.
Yeah. Now, I bring that up for two reasons. First of all, it shows you that she's no stranger to cheating. And second, because if it turns out she's cheating on you, a lot of people that are listening might call that karma.
I mean, I guess so. But the guy she was with before, he was like a real jerk to her. Like, he treated her really bad and stuff.
Okay, but you are not like that. You treat her good.
No, I treat her really good, yeah.
Okay, so perhaps you don't deserve to be cheated on. You also said in your email that you don't have any evidence that she's cheating. This is just a gut feeling thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, she just seems like she's way less interested in spending time together anymore. Like, she starts fights about, like, stupid stuff for no reason. It's like she's trying to get me to break up with her.
Okay, but you don't want to.
No, not at all.
All right, well, let's put Amanda to the test. We're going to run the female version of the War of the Roses on her. Basically, Ashley's going to pretend like she's calling from Victoria's Secret. She's going to tell Amanda she wants something called a pantygram that she can send to anybody she wants. You're going to get to hear who she picks and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer her this pantygram to send to somebody, she's going to pick you to send it to?
Well, like I said, I don't actually have any proof that she's cheating, so I guess we'll find out.
Indeed we will. Okay, here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm trying to reach an Amanda, please.
This is Amanda.
Good morning, Amanda. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was because I noticed you have a ton of VS reward points with us that you still haven't redeemed for any of our free gifts. So was there a reason for that, or did you not know about the reward points program?
Actually, I had no idea about any of that. I didn't even know that I did reward points.
Yeah, we just started the program last year, but a lot of people still don't know about it because they haven't been getting our emails. I guess a lot of our emails end up looking like spam, or they automatically end up in junk folders for some reason. But you do have a ton of reward points, and I was calling to let you know in case you wanted to get this month's free gift.
Oh, cool. What is it?
So this month, it's a special item called the VS Pantygram, and it's actually a lot of fun. So have you ever sent someone a postcard before, like maybe a little note that says something like, missing you, or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Like, all the time, yeah.
Okay, so the pantygram, it's a lot like that, but way sexier. So basically, we take a real pair of lace panties and we put them in a tiny box and attach a note. Then you tell us who to send the panties to, and that person opens the box. They see the panties with the note from you, and it says stuff like, thanks for last night, or can't wait for this weekend, thinking about you right now. It's just a really fun, cute way to tell somebody special that you're thinking about them.
Oh, that's so cool. I love this idea.
Yeah, I mean, we think it's going to be a big seller come Christmas time. And the best part is you get it for free with your reward points. So did you want to send one to somebody?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I need to know is what color panties you'd like us to send. We have red, black, or pink.
I think let's go with pink.
Okay. And who are we sending your pantygram to? I just need a, I need a first and last name.
Okay. His first name is Drew, and his last name is K-E-N.
Okay, Drew. And like I said, the pantygram comes with a card, and we can put whatever message you want on it as long as it's under 180 characters.
Let's see. Could you put down, I heard you are a good boy this year. How would you like to join me on the naughty list?
Ooh. It's a Christmas theme. I like it.
Yeah, it's really too bad. He's like 10 years younger than me. Oh. Is that bad?
I mean, it's not my job to judge people, so.
Well, I'm sure as hell judging you. You're messing around on me with your son's f***ing football coach. Oh, snap! Why don't you get to start every game?
Wait. What are you doing on the phone?
Hey, Amanda. Listen, this isn't really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. So Ken asked us to call you and put you to the test. I think he was under the impression that you would have picked him to send the panties to, not your son's football coach.
I mean, I knew you were a hoe when I met you, but God.
Wow.
What attention are you?
A hoe? Okay, well, excuse me for appreciating somebody who actually listens to my opinions on stuff and doesn't start fighting with me every single time I try to explain myself. You always want
to
fight.
He listens to you because he's the only person dumber than you. I'm sure to a complete moron like him, you probably sound like a billionaire. But that doesn't explain why you think it's okay to flirt with a freaking 20-year-old.
Okay, first of all, he's 22. And second of all, we've done lots of more than flirting, sweetheart.
What the hell? Hold on a second. What the hell was that noise?
I know, whatever it was, it was weird as hell.
That was a first on War of the Roses. That was, I don't know what that was.
I don't think anyone died.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.